Before the court's ruling on Wednesday, 32 state and national groups filed an amicus brief laying out the increased risks of COVID-19 infection for the disability and aging communities. Many rely on caregivers who cannot social distance to provide in-person care and services. Matt Ford lives in Verona and is quadriplegic. He says the overturned order makes him nervous about hiring new workers to come to his house to help with meals, dressing, and other tasks.
I'm not even equipped with any kind of PPE to hand to them at the door and say, could you put a mask on?
Advocates are calling for those caregivers to be prioritized to receive protective gear as officials make plans to reopen. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.